We continue with a report on America's long and complex relationship with guns and why it is unlikely that it will be giving them up anytime soon. Listen to the article and then answer the questions that follow. Why are Americans so attached to their guns?
Guns go deep into the American psyche. It started with the legendary violence of the Wild West and continues today thanks to paranoia about criminality and terrorism. And then, of course, there have been decades and decades of films, TV, pulp fiction, and popular journalism that have turned the weapon into a precious symbol of individual freedom and the right to self-defense. Most problematically, guns are written into the U.S. Constitution, whose Second Amendment states that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This goes back to the War of Independence, when state militias fought successfully against the British Army. But the reason for the Second Amendment, to protect each state's right to have a well-regulated militia to defend itself against invaders or even federal interference, has become distorted over time. Today, gun activists interpret it as about an individual's right to defend himself from fellow Americans, among other things.
Can anyone buy a gun in America?
Rules on gun ownership vary considerably between different states. However, if you're over 18 and don't have a history of criminality or mental illness, you can legally buy a gun. You'll have to wait until you're 21 to have a beer, though. Buying guns is so banal that 98% of Americans live within 15 kilometers of a vendor, and that vendor will often be their local superstore. In practice, it's easy for criminals or people with mental issues to buy guns as well. There are hundreds of gun fairs around the country where weapons are sold with no restrictions or identity checks. Guns are cheap, too. A typical pistol costs about $200. Even assault rifles, such as the ones used by the shooter who killed 59 people and injured 527 last year in Las Vegas, sell for around $1,500.
How many Americans support gun control?
A recent Gallup poll says that about 60% of Americans would be in favor of stronger restrictions on the types of weapons on sale and who can buy them. But only 21% of them think such controls would have a big impact. Partly, the problem is that there are already far too many guns in circulation. 88 guns for every 100 people in the country, by far the highest rate in the world. The country with the second highest rate, Yemen, only has 54 guns per 100 people.
Will the situation ever change?
Probably not. Ironically, every time there is a mass shooting, gun sales go up. It seems that some people succumb to the gun industry's argument that America needs more guns so that people can react in a crisis. Like the civilian who shot the man responsible for killing 26 people in a Texas church last November. Others worry that high-profile massacres will lead to stricter regulations. Historically, Democratic presidents have tried to introduce new gun laws, but these are usually reversed under Republicans, and the trend is toward liberalization, not control. Not even the most shocking incidents seem to alter opinions. Donald Trump, for example, said the Las Vegas massacre was a mental health problem, not a guns situation. Meanwhile, the pro-gun lobby spends 72 times more on their cause than gun control activists. Only one side, after all, has a $13.5 billion industry to protect.
Did you understand? Answer the following three questions. 1. True or false? You have to be aged 21 or over to buy a gun in America.
False. If you are over 18 and don't have a criminal record or history of mental illness, you can legally buy a gun.
2. The reporter says that gun sales go up after a mass shooting because some people believe that more guns are needed so that people can react in a crisis. What other reason does he give for gun sales going up?
He says that gun sales go up because some people worry that high-profile shootings will result in stricter regulation.
3. Who spends more on lobbying, the pro-gun lobby or gun control activists?
The pro-gun lobby. It spends 72 times more on their cause than gun control activists.